morning. Good morning. Winter. Lovely to be back over here. After many, many months break. Oh Hashem. Everything is on the plate. Hashem should give us the schir. Mission the shir should be able to come home. Shech. Michael O'Coyle. I think lots of the shiur came to a standstill during lockdown, but start your day at Haraway. Went from Michael O'Coyle. People calling in and droshes and the pasuk says, "We thank the Rebbeinu Shleim and Mechaloim Roim v'Nemonim Dilisanu." Mechaloim Roim v'Nemonim Dilisanu. What's Mechaloim Roim v'Nemonim? Roim are bad, machlas, bad diseases. V'Nemonim, ones which are getrai. What's Nemonim? The Rekach says that Nemonim means that the Rebbeinu Shleim, before he sends a machla, he decides how long the person is deserved for that machla, and it doesn't stay a minute longer than it ought to be there. Chaleim Reim and Nemonim. Nemonim means they're reliable. Rebbeinu Shleim sends Yedazach Mitachesbun, and we feel the same machla can go around, and some people suffer less, and Achmon Litzlan, some people suffer more. But it's the shtor, with one would imagine, yeah, it's there, how long is it going to stay for? Chaleim Reim and Nemonim says, Rekach, everything goes with exact cheshbon when it should come and when it should go. We say in davening, Al Kenevim Shepilat Abonu. Ruach and Neshama shall affect the bapenu. What's Ruach and what's Neshama? Neshama, we all know it's Neshama that keeps a person alive. What's Ruach? What's the Ruach and what's the Neshama? Machzavichi says that Ruach and Neshama, Neshama is when the person's born at the beginning, so the Rebbeinu Shleim implants a rhythm, gives him the Neshama, that's what keeps him alive. Ruach is the ability to use one's Evarim. A person has the ability to move, a person can use his senses. These dachna are called Ruach. The Machzavichi says when you shecht an animal, so it still comes, it flatters and moves around the shtickle afterwards. The Machzavichi says that's the Ruach. The Ruach really isn't zugebunden to the Neshama. The animal's not alive anymore, hasn't got a Neshama anymore. The Ruach, the ability to be able to continue moving, that the animal still has a bit after the Neshama's gone. We thank the Rebbeinu Shleim for Ruach and Neshama, Shanafachta Bapenu, means besides the Neshama, the Ruach. In this Machla, one appreciates it even more. That it comes to a situation where one doesn't have the Ruach. The Ruach is the extra zach on top of it to be able to have the Chushim. That part one doesn't have, that's what we thank the Rebbeinu Shleim for. I'd like to share a ma'aseh, just like I said in Shmos Medrash on Friday night. I heard last week on Rebbe Chanon. I'm waiting a ma'aseh over Rebbe Chanon. Rebbe Chanon Wasserman went last week to the Shiva of the Rakov Shiva of Rebbetzin Rakov. Rebbetzin Rakov was the wife of the Gates of the Rov. The Alter Gates of the Rov, his Shver was Raftali Shakivitsky. And Raftali Shver was, Raftali's father was Rebbe Yom Shakivitsky, who was the Minsk Magid. The Minsk Magid used to go around from Arzid the Magidim in Yana Zeit and go from village to village saying, Shmuzen, be Machazik people. And later on, in his later years, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and Benissim, he managed to survive. Actually, Naftali Shakivitsky was offered a position before the war in one of the shtetlach over there in Litta. And when I asked him, one of the shaylos was whether Vissachem is Rochi, whether they would vote for it, they wouldn't vote for it. And he said it on this Neisa, this particular Neisa, he'll vote against it. Because of that, he didn't get the position. Because of that, he needed panos, he came across to England. And through that, the Rebbeinu Shleim saved him and his family. Minsk Magid came across Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Tel Aviv, Sof Yomov, but he never used to give shmuzen anymore. He couldn't speak the language, like in Litter, in Yiddish, he was able to give a shmuzen, but when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't give any more shmuzen. So he told me this, Rebbe Liparakov, they went together with his father, Rebbe Tzal, into the Stipler, and the Stipler told him that the Rav of his Yir Shemaim came from the Minsk Magid. He said, you got a person who's a bocha at the time, who the young stipler, we all know how much the stipler gave towards Klal Yisrael, and nevertheless, the Yishamayim that was implanted with him at the earlier stage, that was the one that gave him the keichas to be able to keep up through all the years. A person that's a chayin, that's kept a kin, or a person towards himself, gives themselves keichas, doesn't realize that the keichas one gives at the earliest tkufa, that's what gives a person keichas to be able to go weiter. The Svasemes says, he touches the Russian apostle, Gracious Chachmo, Yeres Hashem, Seichel Toiv L'Choloi Seim. What's Seichel Toiv L'Choloi Seim? Gracious Chachmo, Yeres Hashem, a person that's Yer Shemaim, what's Seichel Toiv L'Choloi Seim? says the Sasem Sechel Tevil Cholosem, means for yet Pu'ula, every Pu'ula the person does, if Rishis Chacham Yes Hashem, the person puts Yerushalayim towards the beginning, it's not only in a particular aspect of one's life that one has the Yerushalayim, and a person implants Yerushalayim towards the beginning of Pu'ula, then it's Matzliach. Rishis Chacham Yes Hashem, Sechel Tevil Cholosem means that if a person puts extra koichas towards when it comes to the beginning, then it's going to be matzliach. The Chidah teaches the Nochash, he says the Nochash resembles the Yetzihara. He says the Rishis Chochma, if the Yetzihara, straight in the Pasuk, we got the Nochash, as hu yishuf choroish. Hu yishuf choroish, and you should stand on him together with Yaakov. Says the Chidah, that the Nochash is the Yetzihara. The Yetzihara tries to disturb one's roish towards the beginning, when a person has his kofis over there, that's the nochosh. The nochosh says, it comes towards the beginning, I'll ruin your aschala. Says the chidor, you should treat him and stand with him, okay, we'll push him off. He says, if you start with a good kivun, then automatically it's going to be nimshach right with that tzlocha. If the nochosh tries to disturb one's beginning, it comes to a tefillah, it comes to a bracha, a person, everybody knows, you start your Shemoneh Esrei, the Shemoneh Esrei, a person doesn't try for the first bracha, the bracha, the Shemoneh Esrei is Giyangin, if a person gives himself one bracha, the Shemoneh Esrei, he'll get through over here, then the Hemshach automatically goes together with Atzlocha. If a person comes towards the beginning of a new tekufa, the Lashon of the Rekeach writes a very starke Lashon, he writes, Ein Teikiv Lechasidus Kibitchilose. There's nothing better than towards a new Aschala. We come now, but the Milo, start your day at Torah way, that particular Milo, a person starts his day together with the Torah, together with Avodah, together with a Dvar Alocha, and one starts one day together with Alocha, it stretches through automatically through the day. The person makes his Kabbalah to make that the beginning should start with a Dvar Shal Torah, Dvar Shal Alocha, automatically helps through. I saw a Moshul, it was brought down in a Sefer on Sukkot, he translated it towards a mice of Sukkah. The Sushal was an interesting Sushal, but the Nakuda was a Melik in Nakuda. He said there was, I'm just not sure, Emerson Mice, he said there were three people who came together to an hotel in America, in Manhattan, and they were sharing an apartment, the three of them, on the 60th floor. And they came over there one day, they all turned up by then, and there was a sign over there, we apologize for an inconvenience caused, but the lift is broken, the elevator is broken, and tonight, you're not going to be able to get here today. Any person who has to get to the room, we have no other way, we've tried our best. This evening, the only way to do it is to use the staircase, the stairwell to go up. So it was the three of them there together, and they decided, 60 flights is something which is impossible. Each one will give each other chizik, we'll make our way up to the top. So decided, the three of us, so we'll divide it into three shlavim, how to get up over there. So the first one, each one will take a third of what they're going to do. The first third, someone's going to say, leichte meises, witzen, happy stories that took place, each flight. Another Maisa, this will give the boost, the energy to be able to get up. To get, so that was the first 20, it was kind of easy. They weren't like that yet, and they liked the Maisas, that they managed to get themselves through the first 20 flights. The second one was more of a serious note, more something that one can learn from, but also something that to be able to pull themselves together to get through it, they did the last 20. The third one, the last 20, was allotted to somebody who was going to say Maisas of Rahman and Islam, Shveret Zach and the Kladis all went through the Tkufas, in any case they were in pain and agony and like this, to distract them from the pain of themselves going up the stairs. He'll say Shveret Zach and like this, they'll get through it. So the last 30, the person started, ends the Maisas, war stories, and all the Gevein Zusammen, distracted, they managed to make their way up. He came to the 59th floor, said, oh, what's going to be this last Maisa over there? So he told them, as we come to the 59th floor, but I want to tell you something. The key to get inside over here, we left that at the bottom. That was the bits that came over there. We went all the way up. I went on there, Alan Gavain, but it says too late, going to 59 flights up. The name Shalian said this, we get out of the world. It's alle Schwierigkeit, and every person has their difficulties. And Shtayid in the world, we wouldn't have our difficulties, the Menschen won't put us over here. Yana's difficulties, Panos, Yana Shaduchim, Yana Kinder, every person has his difficulties in this world. A person is here in order to pull through his difficulties. But if a person takes the key with him, a person knows as he's aiming towards the Ilam Emes, the person knows that the tachlis of all these difficulties is, well, I've got my key in my hand, it's going to get me the shlissel to get into Ilam Abba, then it's the tachlis with them. If you climb all the flights and the person doesn't use it as an entry into Ilam Emes, the person doesn't use his tfilis, uses Yeshaman, uses the kalochis, adoch yang of all the flights without utilizing them to be able to come through with the tachlis. So Purna says in this week's Sedra, he goes on the Gabbai, the Malachim, the fight of the four Malachim against the five Malachim, So he says, why Rashi brings down, why does the Pasuk make an emphasis b'chlal of the fact that the four Malachim fought against the five? So Rashi says to show how Avraham Avinu wasn't deterred, wasn't put off to enter this Melchama to try and how does the Ribbono Shel Olam help him pull through? So Purna says the same thing, so Purna adds a few words. So Purna says, Vayaku esrfoim vesazuzim bom vese'emim shayukulam avodim lechameshes melochim v'nilchemu ba'adom. These four melochim fought against these five melochim. V'zeh idiyah shayachamisha melochim gedoilim. These five melochim are very strong ones. V'idiyah gvuras v'abon melochim shenitzchum. The Torah says that the four kings managed to fight against the five ones and they won them. To show that even though these five Malachim had big armies and they were very strong and powerful, nevertheless the four, even though they were smaller numbers, they were such a strong kingdoms that they managed to fight and be menatzeach against the five. Umizeh, so what's the tachlis of that? Says the Sipurna. Umizeh noida goido gevuras Avram v'tachbulois mulchamte. The tachlis of the Torah relating to us exactly what happened is in order to say the godless of Avraham Avinu's strength to be able to win the war against these four, and the chokhmas, the strategy that Avraham used in order to win the war. V'chasadov, here's the punchline, says the Sapuna, v'chasadov im echov, the chasadim that Avraham did together with his brother. Shemosa atzmoi lesgabei aleim, Avraham Avinu was mesen nefesh to enter and fight on behalf of his brother-in-law, Ulshia, Mecherev, Mipiem, Esben Ochev, Esruchush, to help his nephew, Mishindeyem, Hishlich Terev, Vyoyse Bima Shebikesh, Bechemes Hashem Olof. He says, the Ben Shalom says the Sipuna, the Koyach of the four Malachim, and nevertheless, Avraham managed to fight. Says, why a Moedike Koyach that Avraham had to win the war? But says it wasn't stunned, because well, he was so disturbed by the fact that Loit was captured over there. He was so disturbed at the fact that Loit's property and the danger that Loit found himself over there, therefore he threw himself into that situation. Avada had he thrown himself in and never thought of a way of winning the war, and Stam relied on the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam would have helped him. But he thought, how is he going to win this war? And nevertheless, because of his Mesias Nefesh, at the Nongigangim Benafshay, to be able to save Loit, that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam did the Nesrim. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam says it. Ribbono Shel Olam says to show that the four Malachim were so strong and Avraham with his Mesias Nefesh, his love, to be able to help his fellow Loit, his fellow Yid, who was left in that matzav of Sakona, his Kov, who was left in the matzav of Sakona, that's why Ribbono Shel Olam made his Nesrim. So the way the Kibbutz Haskel, Avada, the Ribbono Shel Olam makes for every Yid, the ganze Zeit, the person has Shwerkeit and doesn't know where he's heading and what's doing over here, but only on the Tzad, the person throws himself in, relies, but tries his little bit, puts himself with his Mesias Nefesh, and nevertheless the Ribbono Shel Olam will do a Moedike Yeshua. But Yeshua is when a person is Mesias Nefesh, a person doesn't see a way out, a person doesn't see a way to go ahead, a person is Mesias Nefesh, a person puts an effort into his Yeshamayim, into his Avodah, into his Tefillah, into his Dikduk HaMitzvahs, then the Ribbono Shel Olam does Chasadim and helps him. Koyim Hashem, I'd like to just make a short part and we'll go across to Dvar Locha. So that's Mamash HaFter of this week's Sedra. Koyim Hashem, Yachlifu Koyach, Yalu Evek HaNasharim. Koyim Hashem, Yachlifu Koyach, we say in the HaFter of this week's Sedra. Koyim Hashem, Yachlifu Koyach, a person who trusts in the Ribbono Shel Olam, is Yachlifu Koyach. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives him an exchange Koyach. That doesn't mean that a person automatically naturally has the koyches. The person doesn't see a way how he's going to get out of his matzavim. But a person is okay for Hashem, a person has trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person uses his emunah, his bitochen, and tries his bit, is achlifu koyach. The Ribbono Shel Olam is machlif his koyach. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives him extra koyach and more than he has. So we use this with Hashem, this reishis, which is what the start your day stands for. We get an avinta, we said it was medrash, a person, cleaner kite than a person does. A person decides, my reish is going to do a winter. You look back afterwards, it's a ribba five chadoshim. Am I any better than the beginning of the five chadoshim? But if a person decides, I'm going to do extra kviyas, a person decides his first brach shem and esser is going to be good, a person is going to decide a limud, this opportunity, always one towards the beginning. If a person makes a small little Kabbalah at the beginning can help oneself get through, and a person doesn't always see how he's going to get through it over there. But a person with a small little Kabbalah is okay, Hashem, get the koiches, and gives the person the ability to be able to steig, to be able to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I heard my bar mitzvah this week, somebody said that over, and I checked it up. It wasn't mamish the way he said it, but it's also a moedig gedank of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said, the person who brings it down, it's on the sefer, is a yid, it's called Imrechen in Levenberg, a big Talmid Chacham who lives in Lakewood. He said he heard it from the Baal Meisa, who came into the Chofetz Chaim, and he'd learned in the yeshiva. This person was, he lost his father at a young age, his mother at a young age, one of his parents had lost, and he learned in the yeshiva, and went across, was very close to one of the Anhola, and he came across to the Chofetz Chaim, and it wasn't me, but this Magachil was going across all the time, and was after, just after Sukkot, so he thought he'd use the opportunity to be Malava, his Magachil, to visit the Chofetz Chaim. Went to the Chofetz Chaim was sitting there by himself in the room, and the Chofetz Chaim saw that this Magachil came in, looked quite distressed. He asked him, what are you distressed about? I can see it's Bisnish Basimcha. So the Magachil told him, lessons, also here's a Bocha, was missing one of his parents. I also lost my father, lessons, and I'm finding it hard to get over it. That's why you have time, you shmek, because my simcha is not the way it should be, that's the reason why. Chofetz Chaim told me, he says, come to Eilam HaEmes, and the Emes, the Magid Mishnah, the Bas Yosef, told, the Magid told the Bas Yosef, and you go to Eilam HaEmes, there's a Shiva down in this world, there's a Shiva in that world. The person learns in this world, the Tzura that he learns in this world, he learns in Eilam HaEmes also. So the Chofetz Chaim, it's not only that the Tzura a person learns in this world, is Eicha to learn in Eilam HaEmes. He said the person, the way one learns in this world, that's the way one learns in the Eilam HaEmes. Chofetz Chaim says, you learn in this world with the Moedik HaSimcha, your Vedas HaShem is with Simcha, your Chesed that you do is with the Simcha. In Eilam HaEmes, it's not just that you get your reward in Eilam HaEmes. Chofetz Chaim said, the way one does one's mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim and Limud HaTorah in this world, that's the way it works in the Eilam HaEmes. A person does ma'asim, it does chasadim tovim, and a person is medactic with mitzvahs. Yeah, father, one hopes someone's going to get olam haba for it, and one will get olam haba for it. But the way one does one's mitzvahs, one person does mitzvahs with the yeshamayim, with the simcha and over here, it's a ganz andere olam haba. And Chofetz Chaim told him that the way one sits in the olam haba is the way you did your mitzvahs in this world, that's where one sits in the olam haba. And a person did the mitzvah with the simcha, he'll sit zusammen in a beautiful atmosphere with people that did the mitzvahs, the kiyum mitzvahs with the mitzvahs, and a person does his mitzvahs in this world, truk and hate is an Eilam HaEmes, it's taking Eilam HaEmes, but the surroundings, there's people around them, all people, all of the same. The person does the mitzvahs, but mitzvahs with a simcha makes such a big difference. We're coming towards the winter months, we're in the winter months already now, and one of the things which are very negia is the brachas that one makes on thundering and lightning. Here in Manchester, Slav Dafka, in the winter, in the summer months, we can also make this over here, but Meyuchet is in the winter when it comes. Lightning and thundering person makes these brachas. Shteit in Halacha, shteit in Mishnah, that one makes two separate brachas. There's Eisem Ma'aseh Breishis and Shekoicho Gvrosem Wale Oilom. Eisem Ma'aseh Breishis is the bracha a person makes on lightning, and the bracha a person makes on thundering is Shekoicho Gvrosem Wale Oilom. If a person makes the two of them together, then one makes one bracha, and the bracha is Eisem Ma'aseh Breishis. Eisem Ma'aseh Breishis, again, as Eisem Ma'aseh Breishis works both for lightning and for thundering, and Shekoichu Gvrosem Olam also works both for lightning and thundering. Either brocha works for both, but the chatchilah, the way of making a brocha, is to make Eisem Ma'aseh Breishis on lightning and Shekoichu Gvrosem on thundering. I think what Dovah Shriach is that person waits for lightning and then waits for the thundering and makes two separate brochas. The reason why the minig has become, or the minig, it's a wrong minig, the reason why people tend to do it that way, to wait till after the thunderings come in order to make the bracha on the lightning, is because there's a tzad in halacha that there's two lightnings. There's a lightning which comes because of due to bad weather, and even sometimes in the summer when there's no, it's not a thunderstorm and there's no rain coming over here, also there's sometimes a mola lightning by itself. And the poskim say that lightning is not a bracha of Eisem Ma'aseh Breishis. It's only the lightning that comes as part of a thunderstorm that one makes Eisem Ma'aseh Breishis. So people used to wait not to make the lightning to see whether it's going to be followed by a thunderstorm, and then know that it's the lightning one makes a bracha from. But the truth is that the Pasukim say that the lightning that comes, Eshens, usually one sees the bad weather coming, and therefore one knows that the lightning is the lightning of a thunderstorm. Besides that, the chances of a lightning coming by itself, which doesn't come together because of the bad weather, is something which is very rare, and therefore one can rely on the fact that it's a lightning of a thunderstorm to make a bracha. What people tend to do is wait till the lightning and thundering to make one bracha. It's a bracha, a shalom, a bracha, a batala. Because when you make the two together, if you've seen a lightning and seen a thundering, one bracha works for both. There's a tzad in the poskim, but it's not clear how we're paskin on this front. If a person makes a bracha on the lightning, and toch k'dei dibur, after he made his bracha on the lightning, came a thundering. Do we say, since the thundering came toch k'dei dibur, the bracha made on the lightning, therefore mamela, the bracha that I made on the lightning, goes to my sevashis, works even for the thunder that's coming afterwards? Or do we say, no, the lightning is goes to my sevashis, and the thundering came, even though it was toch k'dei dibur, but since it wasn't around at the time I made my bracha, therefore a person has to make a new bracha. So shine on the poskim, and whatever one does, one has somebody to rely on. Can one come along and say, let's say a person thought he makes two brachas. A person was used to making two brachas. He saw the lightning, he saw the thundering, and he made Oysa Masavishis. Do we say that because mistakenly he thought I'm going to make two brachas, that when he had in mind, when he said this Oysa Masavishis, it should only go on the lightning and it's not going to work for the thundering at all? Also, the Pasuk says it doesn't work, because if a person has a fruit in front of him and he plans eating both fruits, then you can't say my bracha should only go the way it creates on the apple, and I'm going to make another bracha again afterwards on the orange. I can say I only want to eat the apple perhaps, and the bracha should only go on the apple. But if I plan eating the apple and plan eating the orange, I can't say I want my bracha praise only to go on the apple and make another bracha praise on the orange. I had them both in front of me when I made the bracha, and I planned eating both, so the bracha automatically goes in both. So since we paskin, that person who says Oysa Masavishis works both for lightning and for thundering, so a person says Oysa Masavishis and has already seen the lightning and the thundering, even though he mistakenly thought that he makes a separate bracha on the thundering, but since the Oysa Masavishis that person makes works both for the lightning and for the thundering, it's automatically Nechlan and the bracha made Oysa Masavishis on the lightning, and a person can't make a separate bracha.
How long can the gap be?
Oh, so how long the gap is in the Pasukim say one can't say it after K'dei Dibur. Mishabura says that more than K'dei Dibur, a person can't make a bracha afterwards. Tech K'dei Dibur, a person can make a bracha. More than K'dei Dibur, a person can't make a bracha. Mishabura says, and this is Mishabura saying a chiddush, that a person is being excused and he's going to lose his massive rishis, or Shekoichoi, or Gavrasa, he says, Mishabura, since you're going to make it later on when you make on the thundering, then that's going to be good enough, and therefore don't worry about the bracha that you've lost now, because you make the bracha later on the next lighting and next thundering, which is something which is hard to understand. If one usually would understand, a person makes a bracha on a fruit, so a person makes both prayers on the first apple, and he's going to eat a lot, continue eating a lot, other fruits as well. So the both prayers they made at the beginning is going to work not only on the apple, it wasn't Masech Das, so the bracha made on the apple at the beginning is going to stretch itself across to everything else I eat afterwards. If a person had an apple and he never made the way of praise, and afterwards he has an orange, so the bracha will go on the orange, it's not going to work backwards on the apple. So what does the Mishabura say? If a person's in a place where he can't make the bracha, but it's not, doesn't have to worry about it, because they're going to make the bracha afterwards on the next lightning. Very good, the bracha I make on the next lightning will work on the lightning from the next one I see and from then onwards. So it's not going to work backwards on what I've said on the lightning that I've missed. Why the Mishabura says I shouldn't worry, I'm going to lose out making a bracha on the lightning that I saw. So it seems from the Mishabura that when a person makes a bracha on the thunderstorm, of course it has to be toch k'dei dibur of a lightning or of a thunder in order to be able to make the bracha. But when one makes the bracha relates itself to the whole thunderstorm. It's not just on the lightning that I saw beforehand. I'm part of a thunderstorm, and now the bracha is masavishis, goes on that whole situation of the lightning and thundering taking place. I can't say it after K'dei Dibur because I'm not attaching the bracha to anything. But as soon as I say it on a lightning or thundering, it's like it does work on the original lightning, because I'm not making it on a particular lightning or particular thundering. I'm saying it on the matzav of the lightning or the thundering. So as soon as I say it K'dei Dibur of any particular lightning or thundering, then it'll work backwards and forwards, because I'm still part of this thunderstorm, and the bracha I've made was on this thunderstorm, so it'll work to both the lightning that I saw and the lightning that I'm going to, that I want to make a bracha on.
So two thunderstorms in a day, you make two lots of
bracha. No, so in one day one doesn't, because it's the same Makhayev for all of it. If it be a new Sibba, then you had one in the morning, a thunderstorm, and a whole new lightning thunderstorm would have come at a later stage than one can. But as part of the same thunderstorm, which is usually the case, then you can't make it twice in one day. What's not clear in the Paskim is, if a person goes through a night, so if the night does say one makes a new bracha, but a person was up through the night and started the thunderstorm. Let's say just the person's up just before Alisa Shachar, goes to bed, prays 2 o'clock in the morning, he goes to bed, and then he wakes up in the summer months already, 4 o'clock in the morning, it's already after Alois, 5 o'clock is after Alois, and he wakes up 7 o'clock, but it's been one big thunderstorm all the way through. Do we say the night is mafsik because it divides the day up into two? Because I tell you, you divide the day into two. If a person goes to sleep and he does make a new bracha, but a person's up lil shavuos, is up in the night and was thundering towards the beginning of the night, and he was up through the night and still the same thunderstorm, do we say the day splits it up, or do we say it's only when a person goes to sleep then it splits it up? That's not clear. What's also not clear, and this is a very interesting point, is if a person sees the lightning and the thundering, usually we know the klal is, the person makes a bracha, and is mafsik, he can't make a bracha afterwards anymore. What happens if a person sees the lightning and thundering and he spoke? He's still toich kidei dibur. Toich kidei dibur, a few seconds afterwards you can still say the bracha. He spoke. Can one still make the bracha or can one not make a bracha? The person sees the lightning and thundering, he spoke something which wasn't the gear to the line, didn't say, hey, what bracha am I supposed to say? He spoke about something else, finished off the sentence where he was in the middle of, and then was ready to make the bracha. Do we say, like always, when a person is mafsik, he loses his bracha? Do we say by lightning thundering, a person doesn't lose his bracha? So, Bilash of Rabchan, this is something one would imagine is brought down in the poskim, and the other poskim don't discuss it, the Kama Sandra, which is very, very shriach. They both say you don't lose the bracha. And it's a very interesting thing, because if I hear somebody else saying a bracha, so I have to answer Amen on his bracha. If I speak up between his bracha and me answering Amen, I can't say anymore, because I've lost the connection to the bracha. You say a bracha, I want to answer Amen, but I spoke in between, so my Amen doesn't relate anymore to the bracha that was said. I'm saying Amen, but it's not connected to the bracha was said. So why there was a lightning and I speak, can I make a bracha? I've also lost the connection to the lightning and the thundering that took place. You see over here, it's a chiddush in Hilchos Brachos. They possibly understand that the reason why when one speaks, one can't make a bracha anymore, I can't answer Amen on your bracha if I speak, is because Sach HaKol, you made a dibur. You made a bracha, and I'm saying a dibur, answering Amen to your dibur. When we're handling a dibur was said, and I want to connect myself to your dibur, to your speech, by answering Amen, I can't connect myself, a speech to a speech, by interrupting with another speech. You said a bracha, I want to answer Amen also, nothing more than speech. My Amen, a speech to a speech, gets knocked off. There's no connection if you interrupt it with a speech. But if the thing that was said is an item, it was the thundering, it was a lightning, it's something which is not just a dibur, it wasn't just a word of speech, it was something that actually happened. There was a lightning that took place, then a speech doesn't break up the connection. The connection of a speech to a speech gets broken up with the interruption of a dibur in between. But the connection to something that actually happened, the lightning or thundering, or I see a mountain, see something, that something that actually happened over there, something which is of substance, something that is actually there, not just the dibur, one can connect oneself even al atzad as the person speaks up in between. The connection doesn't go only for a dibur gets knocked off. Not for a dibur, a person can still join himself up. Yeah.